Okay, let's begin. Straightening your spine. And the neck long and the shoulders are relaxed. Elbows relaxed and the hands are on your lap. Close your physical eyes and let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head and coming down through the center of your head and the neck and the spine. Reach the bottom. And then the line is still coming down and down and down into the ground. And finally reaches the very center of the planet. So by observing this long straight line, our inner eye is wide open to all directions and we start sensing the space around us. Consciousness starts traveling freely around us. We can feel the space in front and back and side to side, above and beneath. We are not body. It's a very good news. Body is not free, but we belong to freedom. So sense the little freedom by traveling around. And plus, let's start deep breathing, exhale slowly, inhale fully and gently, and exhale. Maybe today, one hand on your abdomen and one hand is a chest, above your chest. So, and don't move the upper hand. And only hand below is up and down. So, use diagram for breathing. So inhale and your hands are kind of getting up, abdomen is up, and exhale. Upper hand never move. Inhale. And exhale. If you can, after inhale, you retain a little bit. And exhale slowly. So please continue to use your own pace for the next 2 minutes. Now keep your hands there and bring your consciousness onto God's breathing. God exhales and his breath is coming in. And God inhales, his breath is coming out. So feel his breath with your hands too. Feel this gentle and perfect communication. Each breath, God gently and compassionately gives you his breath. Each breath is creating you. God is creating you through the breath all the time. He is creating you as love, abundance, joy and harmony, compassion and passion, limitlessness, freedom. Receive and feel his love. Now bring your hands back on your lap and relax. Observe the feeling and the sensation. Today, let's continue to receive the guidance. Let's practice. So Course in Miracles said that you can be hurt by nothing but your own thoughts. You can be hurt by nothing but your own thought. No one can hurt you. Nothing can threaten you. Only your thought. Your truth is nothing with the something surface. As long as you are watching the surface and judging, you are lost. You can't find your truth, and your anxiety is increasing. So let's touch the truth all the time. Let's use all the opportunity and always be with love. So, today, think about this. If you try to find the voice of God in you, you can be hurt by yourself. Why? Because, number one, I need to find God's voice in me, my mind. Me and my mind is ego's concept. You already place yourself in ego. So meaning, ego try to find the God voice in order to erase himself or herself. So meaning, by trying to find the voice in you causes the conflict in your mind. So think about it. If I try to listen to the voice in me, the true voice, I will hurt me because ego is trying to find my voice, true voice. Meaning for ego, it's threatening. Of course. Please remember, it's not good idea try to find the voice of the Holy Spirit in your own mind. So then, what's the way? Try to find the voice of the Holy Spirit in brothers and sisters. This is a one and only way to listen to the message. Let's try. You want to find the truth about you. That's why brothers and sisters are in your life for you. So pick up one person, invite that person in your energy field. Anybody is fine. And first, say thank you to come to me. For me. And you have to ask Holy Spirit in this person, what do you ask? What do you wanna ask? If you don't know the purpose, you can't ask anything. So you are interviewer. So you have to have the purpose of this interview, right? So the purpose of your existence and this person's existence here is to share miracles, to witness love and freedom together. So, okay. Once your purpose is clear, you can ask. Ask this person's Holy Spirit. Please show me what I need to hear in order to witness love here, witness miracles here. I obviously overlooked. I obviously don't see. Obviously, my perception is wrong. Obviously, I see only surface. So please, please help me to listen to you. Probably the Holy Spirit's voice comes to you through this person's voice. Wait and listen. Okay, let's go practice two. To same person, or you can invite another person in your energy field. And two of you, go back to the past. Past can be this morning, yesterday, or 10 years ago, or 20 years ago. And you remember the person's word and voice. Something, this person told you something and you didn't like it. Do you have such kind of memory? Can be your boss or a family member, or business associate, friends. Someone told you something you don't like, and you still remember that. Okay, are you ready to hear the same word again? But this time, you ask Holy Spirit in that person and ask the Holy Spirit to help you to listen to that person correctly this time without your projection without your false belief, without your false self-image, and so on. Please help me to hear the correct word from this person this time. Then wait and listen to that person. Okay, practice three. You know, succeeded or not, doesn't matter. This is a practice. This is a process. So be playful. Be kind to yourself. So third person. This time, this person is sick. Do you know anybody who is sick? And struggling from his or her physical condition. So ask Holy Spirit in this person what this person want to tell you, want to teach you. So when we see the sick person, we want to help this person. So it's arrogance. So this person appeared in your life as the sick person and in order to teach you something important for you. So ask the person. Ask the person, the Holy Spirit, please help me to listen to this person's real words to me. And wait, this person starts talking to you. The voice doesn't console your ego, but surely, somehow, the voice reaches the center of your mind, reaches your spirit, heart. And you must feel some kind of expansion, relief. And if you receive some word, say thank you to this person. So this practice is great. You can do this any time, and especially if you have some kind of painful memory, you can listen to that person once more and again and over again. So you can understand much deeper and finally can reach the truth. So this is A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 221. I can be hurt by nothing but my thought. So everything you hear and see, perceive, and feel is your own judgment. But you can go back anytime and correct your own accuse to yourself. Forgive yourself and release yourself. Okay, thank you to all the past people who come to you, and thank you to Holy Spirit. And then slowly put your head down and come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you.